Get why you beady-eyed.
The upper room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
If you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
If you're ready, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me. He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sallow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Why, you beady-eyed.
The upper room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TJRS.
No, Jay. We've got this. Come on, ladies. Let's show them what we're working with.
I think that I'm in love.
Easter came and went, and now it's time to get back in the groove with the ladies and ladies first radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a life show for everyone. Here's your resident, Map of the South, Mobs and Little Donna's with my ladies, Rich Sister and Princess Odelia. We've all heard the reports of the fast food workers protesting outside establishments demanding higher wages. Some feel those workers don't deserve higher pay, while others say no one can live on minimum wage with the cost of living continually rising. We want to know, should minimum wage be raised to reflect today's living standards? Or is paying $15 an hour to a minimum wage worker way too much? We have our fitness and health tip and our inspirational corner as well. So let's do this.
Don't speak when you spit your venom, keep it shut. I hate it when you hit and preach about your new messiah, cause your theories catch fire. I can't find no silver lining. I don't mean to judge, but when you read your speech, it's firing. Enough is enough.
Welcome to Ladies First Radio on the TJRS Radio Network.
Welcome to Ladies First Radio with your host, Dr. Princess of D and Rich Sister. Ladies, it's all yours.
Hello, everyone out there.
All right.
Hello, everyone. Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to the Ladies First Radio Show. And welcome, Rich Sister. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am awesome. Awesome, awesome. And you know what? I just was expecting our co-host here, so I totally went past that introduction. Man. Okay, so I'm not sure what we're supposed to be talking about tonight, but
I have the topic. The topic is the minimum wage war. There have been numerous reports of fast food workers protesting for higher minimum wage. Should the minimum wage be raised to reflect today's living standard, or is $15 an hour wage too high for a minimum wage worker?
What do you think, Richardson?
Well, if you're going to still see, I'm on like the entrepreneur track. That's really my advice. Become an entrepreneur. That's really my advice to that. But, of course, for those who, you know, because entrepreneurship is not for everybody. Of course, people should have a fair, decent wage to, you know, can properly take care of themselves, you know. I mean, it seems like the working, what they classify as the working poor, is increasing more and more. I mean, you got people working 2-3 jobs just for the basic necessities, you know.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Well, I think that would support wanting to have the minimum wage to increase based on just what you just said now, even, you know, and that's true. People need to, you know, the cost of living is definitely higher, you know, just in even places where it's typically low. I mean, the cost of living is increasing. Our dollar isn't worth much of anything at all. So I think for sure we need to have an increase in the minimum wage. $7, what can you do with that? Heck, a loaf of bread, you know, a good loaf of bread is a couple of dollars. That's a couple of dollars. Milk, $2.49. Sometimes, you know, and that's the cow milk. Forget about us who would drink the almond milk or anything like that. I mean, you can barely afford it. It's $4 for a gallon of milk. The bare necessities that used to be very inexpensive, it's very expensive now. Hell, a candy bar used to be, well, back in the day, I don't know, I'm going to probably tell my age, but we used to go to the penny store, you know, and get candy for a penny. And then it went up to 50 cents, and that was a big deal. Now, candy is a dollar. A bag of chips, $1.99, you know. So the cost of living, rent, very high. And even after the economy and our economic crisis that we all suffered in real estate, even with mortgages and those who have renters, investment properties, everything went down very low, but now all of a sudden it didn't just creep up. It seems like it has just skyrocketed, double, triple in some areas. So rent rolls are increasing. It's harder to get a mortgage. So, I mean, things have changed. So, yes.
Hello,
$15.
I'm here.
Hi.
Hello.
How
you doing?
I am so sorry. Yeah. You know, I have been trying to call in and call in. And where I'm at, I don't have really good signal. So every time I call, it would drop the call. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. I'm sitting here, and I was getting ready to text Jay, and I was going to say, listen, if Mom 2 is not there, I'm not doing it.
You know that if I'm not going to be there, I always try to let you guys know. But, yes, I'm here.
He just muted me. Don't start with me tonight, Jay. I was getting ready to say,
goodness.
But I love
And I love you, Rich Sister. I just, you know what? Mom, too, she's that hook. And I'm thinking, what? And he also, he doesn't tell us. He just, I'm like, he just told us
no,
right
because
before the show. So I didn't get a chance to prepare.
I don't want him to tell you guys because I know y'all won't do the show. So I'm like, don't tell. Don't tell.
But don't include me in that. Don't include me in that.
Okay. All right, Dr. Chris, but still you won't
I
do the
prepare.
Show.
So don't include me in that. I prepare.
But the thing is, I can hear y'all talking, and it's like, oh, my goodness, my connection. But I am here, and where I'm at, I am not going to move. I'm just going to sit here so we can do our show.
Well, awesome, awesome. But then you heard what we were saying about, you know, everything is, the prices are increasing, the values of things are going up, the economy is reversing.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to increase at least the minimum wage because $7 won't get you in. It won't get you a good few days of groceries.
What are you talking about? $7 won't even give you 1 gallon. I mean, you can't even get a piece of gum. If you really think about it, $7 today, you can't even really buy a piece of gum with that. And
well,
I'm
know.
Just,
you can't buy a piece of gum. You can buy gum.
No.
Gum is $1.99.
Nah, see? What did it used to be? Because you just said $1.99, so you round it up to $2. That's what it. See? See? But I just thought that we could do this topic because it's crazy. I don't know about where you guys are at, but I know here in Florida, it's like every other weekend, when I'm driving by, I will see employees standing outside. And I'm going to go ahead and say the name of the establishment, like McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, and they're protesting because they want higher wages. Well,
uh-huh.
There's other people that feel like they shouldn't get higher wages because they are what you call minimum wage workers. But like you were saying, who can live off of this? What is the minimum wage standard now? No one can.
$7. Nobody can.
I wasn't able to live off when I was making it, and that was back in 96, 97.
Wow.
I couldn't imagine it in 2014.
Right.
See, this is you know, I'm going to share something today that happened to me, and this goes to show, I'm glad we're doing this show, because this morning I was with a colleague who were on our way somewhere, and we rode across a young lady that was sitting on the corner off the freeway with a sign. She said, homeless will work for food. Now, you know, people say different things. You know, they have, you know, it's a lot of that going around. You have some people that carry the signs that, God forbid, they have no interest in doing the right thing, okay? With your money, they may, you know, go do drugs or whatever. And then you have some people, that's just what they do. They make more money on the corner than they do in these fast food restaurants, and those are starting to be overcrowded because it's hard for people even with degrees, multiple degrees, to find jobs, and now they're going to work in fast food joints, okay? So it's kind of pushing things out, and people are struggling. And he made some comment that was I was messed up. I was just crying most of my, well, for a little while yet in the morning, because I said, you know, he had such a disconnect with whatever she was going through. And he made judgment on it. I said, well, you don't know. I said, you know, it's hard out here, you know, now. I mean, it's hard to find, to pay for food if you get a little job. I mean, hell, they may give you 15 hours worth of work in a week. I mean, what can you do if you're making $7 an hour, 15 hours worth of work or 20 hours worth of work they give you, and then you have to, after you've made the little money that you have, Uncle Sam takes out his cut. You don't have any money. Now you can't afford to live. Now you got to decide, well, I guess I'm going to eat a little something. You know what I mean? Maybe you can eat for a few days off of that. I don't know. I mean, geez. And then you're going to work for 3 weeks before you get your check. I mean, it's just too much. It's interesting that we would have this discussion because some people really would feel that it's no need to do an increase. And that's because they're disconnected. You know, they're not where these individuals are. They don't even understand their plight.
And it's sad.
I'll tell you something, Princess Odelia. One comment that someone made, and this was his argument of the reason why minimum wage should not be raised anymore. He said he goes to college. He's gone to college for 4 years. Here he is. He gets his degree. And what his job is, where they're paying him $15 or more an hour. He said he felt like a slap in the face for minimum wage workers to be making almost as much as him when he has a college degree. That was his argument.
Well, you know what? Guess what? Then maybe he went for the wrong thing. Because if you're making just $15 an hour, I don't know what did he go to school for. Communication, I don't know what he went to school for.
I don't know. He didn't say, but that was just his argument, like, hey, how are you going to pay someone that's gone to college, you know, the same amount as someone that's making minimum wage? That was his argument. And I was like, what?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, people think, okay, they go to college and then you feel like, oh, I'm supposed to make more and blah, blah, blah. Just stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Whatever you went to college for to make, if you don't like making $15 an hour and you don't like making what the minimum wage make, then you know what? Ante up. Go set your goals higher. Become an entrepreneur, like Rich Fisher said. The entrepreneurship is the thing now anyway. There's so many ways that you can do it, although individuals do not understand how to do it. Multi-level marketing and all that is not pure entrepreneurship. I mean, it sets you up, but if that particular umbrella falls and you don't have your own umbrella structure, then you lose out on the game, okay? Mm-hmm. They fall, you fall. And you never put all your eggs in one basket. That's another story. But at the same time, if he doesn't like it, I mean, $15 an hour, what is that a year? $20-some thousand dollars a year? I mean, I don't know what he went to school for. I mean, I don't know. But I don't know, but that's probably $15. I mean, what is that? What is that, like $20-some thousand dollars? That's not that much. So what, you know, maybe he should, you know, set his goals higher. I don't know. But does that mean that because he went to school and he's getting paid $15 an hour, he wants to be better and somebody else shouldn't make as much as he makes? Come on.
That's what it sounds like to me. That's what it sounded like to me when I read that, because it was in the newspaper, and I'm like, okay. So in my mind, the way I read that article, it was like he was saying, okay, if I went to college for such and such a degree, there's no way a minimum wage worker should be making about as much as me. Like, he was better or above someone else. And it's like, okay, things in society have completely changed. The pecking order has changed. And you've got all these people that do go to college.
And don't get me started with degrees. You got people with 50 million degrees sleeping under a bridge.
That don't mean nothing.
Them degrees don't mean jack.
Not today it doesn't.
You're right.
No.
People have that don't mean jack. Mm-hmm.
When I was in that homeless shelter,
they changed. The homeless, the view of homelessness has changed. You've got all kinds of professionals in the homeless shelter. I mean, people have lost. I mean, so people, but they need to survive, be able to survive. Go ahead.
Right. And, you know, the way I feel is like, okay, you hear the news about how bad unemployment rate is or how many people are on welfare. You could get those people off of welfare if you raise the minimum wage. Just raise it enough so that people can get by. I mean, like you were saying, Dr. Crystal Odelia and Rich Sister, no one can live off of minimum wage today and be able to go buy groceries for their family, let alone,
guess what?
For themselves.
Mm-hmm. But guess what? FIA will kick you off of FIA if you're working the minimum wage job that you can't. It's like you're trying to get, you go to get assistance to help you with food or something like that because you're not making enough. But guess what? You're making too much at the minimum wage job. And they will kick you off. I've had clients come and tell and talk to me about this. And it's true.
they get kicked off because they're making too much at the minimum wage job, but the minimum wage job can't even afford to put them in a place to live.
Mm. Now, when they're getting kicked off, are they going by the standards? Like, let's say it's a family of four or a family of five, because there's a certain amount that you can make up to and you can still get the benefits. Are they going by that, or?
I'm not sure. I just know they got kicked off. I don't know.
Wow.
I didn't know why. I just know they got kicked off, and I asked why. They said because they were working at a little fast food joint. They said I only get 25 hours a week, and it was too much for FIM for real.
And that's why some people they won't go out and get a job because they know that they can get more groceries or help without a job. So
that's
there
right.
you go. It's catch 22.
Mm-hmm. You want baby mama to get off of welfare? They always talk about. A lot of the, you know, black young single mothers getting on welfare and all of this. Okay, well, you want them to get off welfare. How about you give them something they can do? Make it worth their while. They make more money on welfare. They can literally live.
Mm-hmm.
Get Section 8. They can get Section 8. They can get, man, food galore and get some cash assistance.
Don't forget
the cell phone. Yeah, get a cell phone and work a business on the side and be able to get by while they're doing their thing. I'm serious. So, I mean, what's the point? So maybe if you make it where the minimum wage is increased, maybe that will also impact the number of single parents and people that are on, that are using the system, quote unquote.
Right, right. I agree.
3-4.
Yes. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. 347-850-1272. If you'd like to call in and join in the discussion that Dr. Princess Odelia Resister and I were having about whether or not the minimum wage should be raised to so that people can actually live. Something you were saying, Dr. Princess Odelia, I just want our listeners to know, now we're not talking about people who are just plain lazy, okay? I'm sorry. This is just my opinion. There's no hope for them because they're never going to want to do anything anyways except for live off the government. We're talking about honest, hardworking people that actually want a living for themselves and their families, the ones that are out there busting their butts and they still can't even make ends meet. Forget living paycheck to paycheck. That term is completely gone. They're living like two paychecks behind now, honestly. I know
step away from homeless.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, they one check away.
Right. I mean, I know I have some acquaintances. They are hardworking people, their families. And like you said, Richard, they are one step away from homelessness because they're working minimum wage and they just can't make it. And it's not like they're living above their means because they're not. I mean, they have decreased so much of their stuff. They sold cars, you know, they mortgaged their house so many times, and they just can't do it.
I mean, some people don't have no means to speak of.
That's true.
You know?
That is so true.
When I think about this, I think about when things like this come about, we really find out the truth about people. We find out the truth about just where our mindset is as a people, as a community, the community development, you know, just we realize who we really are. Because in discussions like this, it surprises me how people are so disconnected, even people that have been down before, are so disconnected from what is right now.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
And have no concern at all for people who are working minimum wage will be upset because, you know, the nerve of them, you know, and all because of really the social status. They felt there better, I guess. You know, I'm $15 an hour. Like, that's a big deal, but anyway.
It's not.
You know,
it's not.
$15. It's not at all, but I mean, you know, but to somebody, I guess they feel big about it. I don't know. But, you know, I'm $15 an hour now, and this is what I'm doing, and I'm better. You know, I work in the plant, and I, you know, a lot of people were in the plant. That was a big thing, $15 to $20 an hour in the plant. And, oh, I'm making it now. I'm making it now. And you can't be, I'm on a higher level than you, you know. Give somebody $15 an hour. Some folks, you give them $15 an hour in overtime, and they riding around in the Benz. And it's like, huh? You know, you don't make that much, baby. You know? I mean, people just have to be so confused. So confused. You know, socially thwarted. But you know, it all goes back to our lack of who we are. Our own abilities, not really being connected with that, and really not realizing that we can really go beyond. And you know what? We can all have our own business. They make it pretty simple. We can all set up our own business. Every last one of us have a dream, have a vision, and some people don't even realize this. If you have a hobby, I remember the first time that I had my taxes done. And before I had launched my businesses, so this was like in the late 90s, and I had gone to this, I'd gone to H&R Block. Before I'd gone to H&R Block, I can't remember who, I went to someplace else, but anyways, I was owing money. Then I went to H&R Block, and this woman sat down with me, and just in my communication, just dialoguing with her about my singing, I hadn't set up a business or anything, but I told her, you know, I was just talking about some things I had put together, some CDs and tapes I sent off to the music company and some songs I had written, and she said, wait a minute. She said, you have a business? I said, no, I have a business. She said, no, that's a business. I said, what do you mean? She said, oh, we're going to file you a Schedule C. And then she told me, she said, do you know if you do, you have a hobby for 5 years, you can claim, do a Schedule C and claim that as a business, and only after the fifth year of you not making a profit on that quote-unquote hobby is it now, is it such that you no longer are capable, you are not able to file the Schedule C at that moment. And after fifth year, then it's a hobby and you can't claim a loss on it. But until which time you make, you until which time for 5 years, if you don't make a return, you can claim a loss every year, and that's your business. We have to understand how it is to become an entrepreneur, so we don't have to be worried about the little $15 an hour and think that we made bank.
Right. And on that note, we do have to go to our first break of the evening, but please sit tight. We will continue our discussion when we return. We'll be right back.
Ooh, for somebody who didn't have nothing to say, she's sure bumping her damn gums now. They'll be back.
I know,
commercial
right?
Break.
To be a good father is the most important job in a man's life. But it doesn't have to be hard. Play catch. Go to a park or visit a zoo. Help your child with their homework. Sit down together for dinner. Ask them how their day was. Things get busy, and sometimes we all fall short. But the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Rowell Show and the serious side of The Jay Rowell Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me? Where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight we're heading to Georgia. Gwinnett Police is looking for a 26-year-old mother who hasn't been seen since Saturday morning. Police said Angela Robin was last seen in the parking lot of the Steeplechase Apartments in unincorporated Norcross at about 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Robin hasn't been seen or heard from since that time, and authorities said foul play has not been ruled out. Robert dropped off her 3-year-old daughter with a friend Friday before heading to a party in Atlanta later that evening, police said. Friends and authorities searched the wooded area around the apartments but found nothing of note, according to a news release from the Gwinnett County Police Department. Robert is described as 4'11", approximately 120 pounds, with long hair that is black with blonde tips. Anyone with information about Robert's whereabouts should call the Gwinnett County Police Department at 770-513-5300. Once again, that number is 770-513-5300. Pray for the safe return of this beautiful young lady. We ask that you pray for her family. If you'd like to see someone featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is pick up the phone right now if you're listening to a live broadcast and dial 347-850-1272, 347-850-1272, and leave the information with one of our producers. Or you can go to our Facebook page and type in the TGRS Radio Network and leave the information there. Or you can contact me direct on Facebook at J-A-Y-R-I-L, that's J Ryle. Or you can shoot us an email to the J Ryle Show at live.com. That's the J Ryle Show at live.com. Spelled J-R-I-L Show at live.com. Pray for all people missing regardless of color. And until next time, I'm Jay Ryle, and you've been listening to Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area, or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
There's the next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Hi, this is your fitness diva, Mom to Little Donalds, with your healthy lifestyle change for the week. We all know physical exercise is essential for our well-being, but what about our spiritual and emotional exercise? What am I talking about? A wellness element we have mentioned several times on our show. Meditation. Meditation can change your life and your mental state. One might call meditation a sort of mental medicine. It reduces anxiety and depression, and it even lowers blood pressure. Every aspect of our life can benefit from some type of meditation. Now, if you're like me, you don't have 15 to 30 minutes a day to meditate. But guess what? 5 minutes a day can completely change your mental attitude. First thing you need to do, find a peaceful and quiet place. Get comfortable. Make sure that the temperature in the room or wherever you are is comfortable for you. Turn off the TV, the phone, whatever distractions might be. Get rid of it. Dim the light. Close your eyes and start to focus on your breathing. Inhaling and exhaling through your nose. Try to keep your thoughts focused and don't let your mind wander. Remember, it only takes 5 minutes a day to get into a routine of meditation. You will feel more centered and focused because of it. Concentrate on the best things for you through diet, exercise, meditation, love, and thankfulness. This fitness tip can be found at dancemagazine.com. Welcome back to Ladies First Radio, the TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. That's 347-850-1272. If you'd like to call in and talk to Rich Sister, Dr. Principal Delia, or myself about our topic for tonight, if you just now join us, we're talking about whether or not the minimum wage should be raised to the standard of living for today. But before we jump back into our topic, I do want to turn it over to Dr. Princess Odelia for our inspirational corner. So, Dr. Princess Odelia, the floor is all yours.
Well, thank you. I today had an experience
an awakening experience and an opportunity given to me this morning. As if you weren't on the show earlier, I shared how a young gentleman that I was with hurt someone who was homeless. This person was sitting with a sign stating that they were homeless, and this person that I was with judged them, drew conclusions on why they're on the corner, made assumptions that they obviously know where they can go and get help, so for the reason that they're sitting on the corner, that's their dumb blankety-blank fault. I'll give to the people that are in programs, but I will not give my money to someone that's on the street. It's so sad how we've become so disconnected. We pass judgment, forget where we've come from, and then honestly think that we're going to make it to the top. We honestly think that we're going to make it through when we have these attitudes, at first attitudes and judgments towards people, that we're going to fulfill the visions that we have in place for ourselves. Let me tell you about life. Life doesn't like ugly. And things do come around, because there is such a thing as the law of attraction. And when the law of attraction comes back around, it may not be that you lost a job. It may not even be that you lost your bank account, but it could be that you lost your health and you can't even move anymore. It could be that. It's up to us to always remember where we've come from and have compassion for those places that we have not been. You may not have empathy if you haven't been there, but you definitely can grab hold of some sympathy. And these are people that, I don't care if you're in church, I don't care if you're not in church, this particular person, heavy in the church, we listen to the church music the whole day, shouting in the car and everything, and then laugh at someone who was down. We have to really, really, really check ourselves, and we have to understand that there is a greater truth, and we have to connect with that truth, because that truth, the journey that is the fulfillment of our life's true purpose, will definitely bring us to compassion. It will bring us to understanding. It will bring us to the connectiveness that is necessary for us to actually become a happy people, a happy family, a happy community. We'll understand the plight of those who are working minimum wage, working for us, serving us, getting crapped on every day. People don't even show them love in a lot of those establishments because the people they're waiting on have an attitude that, oh, they're just minimum wage. It's time for us to meditate. I'm glad you talked about that, Mom, to meditate. When you meditate, you come into the knowledge of the truth of you, the truth of love, the truth of God, the truth and the awareness of what's necessary for us to really be able to walk one day in a world of peace. Follow me on Twitter, @PrincessAdelia_. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Mistress, anything you'd like to add to that?
she said it all, you know. But yeah, it's just one of those things. It's, you know, people should be able to have a decent wage where they can make a decent living off of. That's the bottom line.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know, having 2-3 jobs and still barely making it, it's, you know,
it's tough.
Something else, you know?
Yep. It's something that I was thinking about before we went to break. And, you know, Dr. Prince Odigi was saying how, you know, some people, their attitude is the way it is about the minimum wage being raised is because they're so disconnected. And I don't know if this reality show is on television still or not, because I only watched one episode, and I was like, okay, that's not going to last long, where they actually had, you know, so-called millionaires, they would step into the shoes of a minimum wage worker for a month to see if they could actually live off of just making minimum wage. And it was interesting to see how these millionaires or billionaires, their reaction to having the things they were accustomed to. I mean, they had to scale down a lot. And I don't know how realistic this reality show was, but it seemed like at the end of their journey, they all had a different attitude towards those who work minimum wage. They really understood better, you know, how hard it is. And it just made me think about the majority of those who are so-called making more than minimum wage. Because in my mind, if you really think about, like, those who work salary, if you broke down their salary position to what they actually make, they are pretty much making almost about maybe just a little bit more than minimum wage, but they're working more hours. That's the difference between the salary workers and those that just get straight pay. And I know a lot of people that acquaintances have salary positions, but they are working like dogs. I mean, they have to work so many hours more than a minimum wage worker, and they're not happy. And one friend of mine, she actually sat down and she broke down how much she made per hour, even though she's salaried. And it ended up being she was only making like $11.50, $12.50. And I was like, okay, so you're working yourself off, you're working your butt off, and you're not making much more than someone else. And yet she was one of these people that was against minimum wage being raised. So I was like, and what is the, I didn't get it. I didn't understand her thinking of that. It just completely confused me.
You know, so she had the money prior. She went in, traded places, if you would, with the minimum wage, and she came out and said, what?
She still wasn't convinced that the minimum wage should be raised.
Wow.
That was her, you know, her whole thing. It was
must be very, very, very frugal. You know, maybe she's someone who has, and they are one who can, they can definitely adjust however they need to adjust financially in any circumstance, and they know how to downsize. They know, well, listen, well, maybe I can't get the $4 milk, but I can get the milk for $2. Maybe she didn't care about the basics. I don't know. How many hours did you say she worked?
Oh, I don't know how many hours she worked. I have no idea. But she worked her butt off. She worked a lot of hours.
She worked her butt off, and she still, right, and she still did not get it.
No.
Wow. Well, I think, I don't think she was being honest.
Okay.
You know what, you always have to understand this. People make decisions based off of their current perspective. And a person's perspective can thwart the view of something all day long. Okay, what you probably don't realize is that she was a pure example of completely being disconnected. Mm-hmm. She realized it wasn't her. She never traded places. She only went through the physical action, but she knew she was going home to do what she had to do, so she was never connected. She didn't allow herself to be connected. It's the only thing I can think of. She never went there.
Yeah, and it makes me wonder how many people, you know, that do have more money than others, if they really were to trade places, if they would really still, if they would actually be connected, or if they would be like what you just said, Dr. Prince, they, oh, well, I'm just doing this for now because I know when I go back, I'll go back to my original lifestyle. It's supposed to be a learning experience. I wonder how many people would actually get it.
Sorry, that's what I mean, that actually went there. Because it's kind of hard to go there, no matter what kind of study is that. I mean, that's not too much of a study, because the person who, to understand that, you have to understand that mentally they have to allow themselves to escape as well.
And a lot of times people, they're so far gone. Just like the person I was with today that felt like I give to the people that are in homes and I give to the people who are in programs. We've got programs everywhere. And I'm like, wow. Do you realize that this person probably, just probably, didn't have transportation? Well, it's all on the TV. Ha! Did you think about it? Maybe they don't have a TV. They're homeless. Oh. You know what I'm saying? They can put a suit on. Where are they going to get it from? Huh? Because remember, this is the person that probably just got all their stuff dumped out on the darn street and they have nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
See, people don't,
mm-hmm.
they don't allow themselves to genuinely be connected. Consider everything.
Because
some people live in their own little world.
I was going to say that, Resistant, because they are in their own little world, and if it doesn't pertain to them, they do not care. They won't care until they're in that situation, and then all of a sudden, it's woe is me. Somebody please help me. Okay, what was your attitude before you got to that situation? You were all up, you had your head up in the air and wouldn't help nobody. Now all of a sudden, you want everybody to help you.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really just, they weren't connected, period, mm-hmm. just completely disconnected in that exercise, and whoever put the exercise together are very unclear or not aware themselves that a part of the exercise you have to understand or at least become abreast with where somebody is mentally for this exercise, because you have to be in a certain mental space to be able to do this, and compassion is one thing they need to have. But, you know, I will tell you, you know, when I went through that experience, I'll never, ever, ever forget being at some of the churches that we had to stay, where we had to stay. And some of the churches had individuals, they have people volunteering and helping. I will tell you, there were some times I was thinking to myself, man, I would have rather not eaten tonight than to have been served by you. Because the energy was so negative. And it was so this, okay, you know, like they're doing somebody a favor. We're talking about being tokens, like you're somebody's charity token cake. And then you had people that were genuinely, genuinely giving. They were giving out of love and their heart was in it, and you can tell. But more than not, we ran across churches and even down from the pastor on down where they looked down on you. I remember because I'm an entrepreneur, so I remember working all night and having to ask permission to stay awake so that I could work. I remember them saying, this one lady told me, she looked me up and down. What are you working on anyways? Baby, please. You kidding me? Well, I wanted to tell, I'm building Rome. What are you talking about? But anyways, she had no clue. And people are disconnected. So I'm not surprised that people are arguing this. People are disconnected. It's because we've been told that we are defined by all of the things that we have. We're told we've defined ourselves as a world, or not a world, because everybody in the world is not like this, but at least in America. We define ourselves by our religious status, our social status, financial status, our degrees, and what thing we're on, this, on that, on committee, this, and whatever comes behind our name is how we define ourselves by the labels. So we're disconnected. We don't even know who we are.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know I was hurt today. I was hurt and surprised because this is somebody who helps a lot of people. Like, he does a lot for people. I was so shocked. I was speechless. And all I could say was, I could barely get it out. How could you do that to her? Oh, my God. And then all of the judgments that came after, I was just like, I must be in a dream. What in the nightmare? This is crazy. So we've got to be more connected, guys. That's what it is. And we have to realize the labels are having it where we have been lost generations for generations. Just lost people for generations, I should say.
347-850-1272 is our call-in number. That's 347-850-1272 if you'd like to call in and join in our conversation that Rich Sister, Dr. Princess Odelia, and myself are having. And guess what? We got to go to our last break of the evening. Wow. The time is flying by. But don't go anywhere. Sit tight. We will be right back.
If you missed the Jay Rouse Show, shame on you. Here's what you missed.
Let me ask you guys a question, because I'm not very different. I mean, listen, I'm a Christian, but I don't know the Bible inside and out. I had this preacher, and I tell you, I went to this church. I'll never forget this. This guy was in the pulpit. I mean, I thought I had tuned into 1-800, you know, sex me up. And what the guy said was that they were freaky back in biblical days. That he said, if you read the Bible, that's one of the freakiest publications on the face of this planet. Now, I'm like, I don't know what he's talking about. Yes. I'm not joking.
He probably depends on his interpretation of that. Maybe
that's everyone, though. Come on, everyone.
This church, was it New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Atlanta?
Bishop Eddie Long officiated.
Yeah. All right,
guys. How much you want to say while he was trying to seduce people, he was using his name?
You know why they call me Bishop Eddie Long, right?
Yeah, Reverend Long.
See what you've been missing? The Jay Rouse Show, Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and on Saturday, 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on BTR Radio.
Hour. It just really flew by. I was like, we're on our last. It's time for us to shut the show down already. What's really going on?
Wait a minute. I felt bad, too. I said, oh, my God, did I talk that whole segment?
No. We're sitting here now. We got some words in. We did get some words in. It might not have been much, but we did get some words in.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'd like to get a word in here.
because I've been just wanting to say great show, ladies. I mean, I've been wanting to jump in on this for the last 15 minutes. I'm like, minimum wage.
Wait a minute. The phone didn't ring. Nothing. What?
Man, all I wanted to
Someone
do was get,
done.
I just,
dropped
I just
the
wanted
ball.
To get... I just want to get mine in on this whole minimum wage thing. As a sister,
as a sister
that has gone from, you know, the salary to the minimum wage, back to the salary, back to the minimum wage, anybody that doesn't understand, anybody that doesn't need to be, the minimum wage needs to be raised, then they're idiots, okay? Those people, those same people who are running around making on salary, thinking that they making all this and all that, when you break it down, they're making just a little bit more than the next person. You're absolutely correct. They are working more hours. So when I'm on an hourly job, I'm going to give you your hour. Not no more, not no less. Okay?
There you go.
Okay, not no more. I'm not going above and beyond the call of duty on minimum wage when they not going to do nothing. You understand what I'm saying? It ain't no matter
right.
how much more you put into it, or how much more you put into it, is your salary going to go up? Now, if you put less into it, then of course they're going to fire you. So you got to give them, if minimum wage is $8 an hour, you got to give them $8 an hour attitude. Okay, now if you're going from $250,000, $300,000 job to a minimum wage job, somewhere in that equation, other than you screwed over your money, or you know what I'm saying, that then there's something wrong in that equation. There's no way, unless you just totally crapped over your money, or somebody stole your money, that to go from there all the way back down to minimum wage. And if you have to, let me tell you, humble up. Okay, humble up, because the sister has done it. A sister has been running around from country to country. I do. You see me on the red carpet doing all kind of stuff. But on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I got to come to a job that pays me an hourly fee. Now, that hourly fee, they get just that hourly energy. They don't get the, but they don't know. Like, I don't mention on my show that I work a job, but I'm working a job 3 days a week. And then how do I come in? The people from my job go, how do you come back here after being on the red carpet doing what you're doing? You know what it is? And not only did it humble me, I am still in what I got going on. You see what I'm saying? I'm comfortable enough to know I know how to step into this job, step out, and do what I need to do. But nobody would believe I walk off the red carpet and do all the things I do, and then I have to come Monday, Wednesday, and Friday and do what I deal with. What does it for me? I'm humble. I realize that I can live on what I'm making now and still live the lifestyle I was living when I was making what I was making. So now, again, once I get that money I was making again, of course I've invested it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not broke. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I understand that, like, I went from... Okay, now Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I have to work a job so that I can get to the life, to get back to the lifestyle that I had. Am I embarrassed? Hell no. Am I humble? Hell yeah. Okay. Well, you know.
Wow.
I've always had a job. I was all, like, when I worked for Screen Actors Guild, when I worked for Latin Court, I always had a job that was in entertainment. What I'm doing now has nothing to do with entertainment. Absolutely nothing. I work in a doctor's office where I heal people. Okay.
All right.
That's what
and
I
we...
do. Okay. And then when y'all see me on the red carpet, that's a whole. So it's like the 9 to 5 Monday, Wednesday. That's Cosi. But what y'all see on the red carpet, and at the other place, that's Cosandra. So they paying for Cosi. They can't pay for Cosandra.
All right. And thank you so much, Cosandra, for calling in. But we do have to say goodnight to everyone. Dr. Prince Odell, your sister, I love you. Cosandra, we love you, too. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us. But we do have to say goodnight to everyone. We'll see you next Friday. Good night.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.